Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Celebrate Our God-Given Freedom and Faith While Honoring Our Blessed Mother with Ghirelli's USA Rosary. Each state is represented on this rosary's 50 beads. Red, white, and blue enamel adorn its patriotic crucifix. Get yours today. Shop www.ghirelli.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to the Gary Zimek Show. My name is Gary Zimek. I will be here with you for the next 30 minutes. I'll tell you what, I am so glad that you made the decision to join me today. Today on the program, we will be talking about how to thank God when you're not feeling thankful. Be honest with me. How many times throughout the day do you get down? Do you get discouraged? Do you get dejected? You may even think in the back of your mind, if you're like me, that I should be thanking God right now, but I'm not really feeling thankful. Well, today on the program, I'm going to help you because we should always be thanking God, but honestly, we don't always feel like it. And sometimes we get so overwhelmed by the problems in our lives that we completely lose sight of our blessings. Now, I know it's not around the Thanksgiving time of year, but I just felt the Holy Spirit moving me to talk about it on the show today, how to thank God when you're not feeling thankful. So I'm going to give you some concrete suggestions. I'll read a little scripture to set it up in a few minutes, but then we'll give you some concrete suggestions on how you can become more thankful for the blessings in your lives. Remember, I suffer from this too. I don't want you to think that I have this down. I'm better through the grace of God than I used to be because I've been working at this. I realize it's a problem in my life because I'm not necessarily a thankful person by nature. I'm a complainer. I like to complain. I'm like the Israelites who wandered in the desert saying, boy, we used to eat so good when we were slaves. I want to go back there. That's my nature, but I'm trying with the help of the Lord to get better, and I really want to help you too because we should be thankful. The mere fact that you're hearing this program means you're alive. The Lord gave you another day to be alive, and it's certainly something to be thankful for. But speaking of thankful, I am thankful for all of you who have written to me, who have spread the word about the Gary Zimek Show, those who have posted on my Facebook page. And if you haven't liked it, please make it a point to do so. On Facebook, I have a page set up for the Gary Zimek Show. You could send along your prayer requests. I'll try to include your particular intentions on the program. Again, I don't get the time to mention them by name often, but I will pray for your needs on this program whenever I can. And when you post them on my page, other people will see and pray for you too. So make sure you visit the Gary Zimek Show page on Facebook. If you have any questions, if you want to bring me in to speak at your parish, if you have questions on my books, if you want to just get in touch with me, you can do that by going to my website, followingthetruth.com. That's followingthetruth.com. Or you can email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. The subject that we're going to talk about today, being thankful when you don't feel like it, that's the subject of a recent blog that I put out at Patheos. I blog for Patheos.com. If you want to get to the blog and read some of the details, you can visit followingthetruth.com, and here's all you need to do. Click on blog. You can also sign up to get my daily blog post delivered to your inbox. So I just wanted to make sure you knew that. You can get an extra dose of me. I know somebody's saying right now, you got to be kidding. I listen to Gary once a week. That's enough. But in case you want to hear more of me, through my blog, you can sign up to receive that every day to your inbox at followingthetruth.com. All right, let's pray right now. And of course, I'm going to keep in mind all of the intentions that you submitted to me. I read every one of them, and I'm going to ask the Lord to bless you and to bless and to help you with all of your needs right now. So let's pray together. What a great privilege that we can do that. We turn to our Heavenly Father right now, and we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for giving us another day of life. Father, thank you for creating us out of nothing. Thank you for sustaining our lives. Thank you, Father, for your willingness to be such a part of our lives, to be always standing by, to hear from us. We know, Father in heaven, that you are listening to us right now as we lift up our needs to you. Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the gift of your Catholic Church. Father, today we lift up all of our needs. We lift up anyone who needs anything, people who have submitted intentions through the internet. We lift up anybody listening to the program, all of their needs. I ask you, Father, to bless them, to protect them, and to answer their intentions in the best way possible. Also, Father, I ask you to speak through me on the show today. I ask for a further outpouring of your Holy Spirit so that I may be able to deliver the message you have for us today. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive and willing to respond to your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. I'm excited to get started about this. If you notice, when I prayed, I was thanking the Lord for a lot of things. Again, that's not the way I've lived most of my life. I've been a complainer for most of my life, if I'm going to tell you the truth. But I've learned as I start to continue, as I walk with the Lord every day and try to get a little bit closer to Him, His Holy Spirit has helped me to be more grateful for the little things, the things I take for granted. I'm going to give you a whole list of things to take to think about today. It's something I found on the internet. And again, I'm going to have it in my blog, which you can find at followingthetruth.com, so you can refresh your memory. But some of these things, when you hear them, they're going to blow you away, and you'll think, wow, I would have never thought of that. I would never think to be thankful for that. So with that in mind, I want to start with the scripture passage. You hear this generally once a year around Thanksgiving. This is the story of Jesus healing 10 lepers. This is Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, beginning in verse 11. Jesus healing 10 lepers. Let me read this. We'll talk a little bit more about it. And then I'm going to give you some things that you should be thankful for in your life. And that's going to help. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then said Jesus, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return to give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Every time I hear that story of Jesus healing the 10 lepers, it shakes me up. Because while I'd like to tell you that I'm the leper who went back and said, "Lord, thank you," there have been times in my life, too many times if I have to be honest, where I've forgotten to say thank you and I moved on to the next problem. The Lord has given me exactly what I asked for. Are you with me? Can you feel this too? Yeah, we all do it. He's given me exactly what I asked for, and I forget to say thanks, and I'm on to the next problem on my list. That's not good. That's something I want to work on, and I'm sure you want to work on it too. We don't do it on purpose. Sometimes we just get so overwhelmed by the problems in our lives that we lose our focus, and we forget. or we attribute it to something we did. This problem went away, it's because of what I did. Well, no, it's because of what God did. And we lose sight of that fact. Even if I took steps to handle the problem, the Lord gave me a brain, the Lord gave me arms and legs, the Lord gave me eyesight, the Lord gave me hearing. He enabled me to fix that problem. So if it wasn't for him, I couldn't do anything. And I think it would be wise for us to keep that in mind. This story is amazing, though. And here's another cool point about this story of Jesus healing the lepers. The lepers came to him, and they said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." That's all they said, "Have mercy on us." And the Lord, in his infinite mercy, because that's what he's all about. He's all about mercy. Divine mercy is so important. Because what is mercy? Mercy is love when it encounters suffering and does something about it. And divine mercy is when the Lord sees you suffering. It could be from anxiety. It could be from illness. It could be from financial distress. It could be from loneliness, whatever it is. It could be from committing numerous sins, and he has mercy on you, and in his love, he does something about it. And because he's God, he's all-powerful. He can fix any of our problems. See, unlike me, where you might come to me and say, "Hey, Gary, I've got a problem," I'll do what I can to help you. I'll say I can pray for you. I'll maybe give you advice. If there's something I can do, I'll try to help. But a lot of times I'm powerless, but the Lord's not powerless. So in his mercy, he's able to heal these lepers because he can do the impossible. So the Lord takes care of their problem. He heals them. And he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priest," because that's what had to be done. That's the Mosaic law. When a leper was healed, he had to go present himself to the priest, because until that healing took place, a leper was unclean and had to be removed from the people. So they were complete outcasts. And as they went, they were cleansed. See, they listened to Jesus. There's so many, I could talk about this story for the whole show, but I have other things I want to talk about. They listened to Jesus. They were healed as they listened to him. They obeyed, go to the priest. They weren't healed immediately, but as they went, they were healed. Then only one of them paused and turned back. And I love this description. He praised God with a loud voice, fell on his face at the feet of Jesus, and gave him thanks. That's the way to give thanks, right? Pretty cool story. Do me a favor. Spend some time, reread this. This is Luke chapter 17, beginning in verse 11. It's verse 11 through verse 19. This is a good one to just reflect on, to think about, and to let the Lord speak to you in your heart. Maybe he's going to tell you, you need to be more thankful. Because there's so many ways that we can be more thankful. Okay, so let's move on. I was able to find a list on the internet. Now, I didn't write this list. But I'm going to go through it. This was found on the website churchleaders.com. And again, in my blog over at Pathios, but you can find it just by going to followingthetruth.com and click on blog. You'll be able to get a link to this list to see these things for yourself. So how do we thank God when we don't feel thankful? You know, you wake up in the morning, you got your aches and pains, your stomach's a little upset, your bones are making all kinds of noises. I'm describing my life right now. That's the way I am. Some days I'm just tired, I'm in a funk, I'm unable to really think straight. Could be raining outside, in the winter it's cold and snowy, and thankfulness is not necessarily the first thing I feel. But it's possible to be thankful even when you don't feel it. So here's a list of things, and again, this list is pretty long. These are 100 remarkable reasons to thank God this Thanksgiving, and this was written for Thanksgiving, but certainly we can use this all year round. I'm going to see how many of these I can read. Listen to some of these things to be thankful for. Thank God for your conception. You know, we take for granted the fact that he created us because he wanted to share his love with us. Thank God for your conception. Thank God for knitting you together in your mother's womb. That's based on scripture. If you survived your mother's pregnancy, thank God. If you survived your birth, thank God. It's pretty cool. We don't think of this, right? If you were born in a free country, thank God. If you were born to parents who loved you and provided for you, thank God and thank them. You know, I was very much loved when I was a child. I took my childhood for granted. My parents loved me. They treated me well. They provided me with whatever I needed. I took them for granted. Thank God and then thank them. Even if they're deceased, you could offer a prayer up and say, Mom, Dad, thank you for loving me. Thank you for taking such good care of me. If you enjoyed growing up with siblings, cousins, aunts, uncles, and grandparents, thank God. All right, here we go. If someone changed your diapers, thank God. When's the last time you thanked God for that? But you know, it's a basic need that around the world is sometimes not met. We got babies who are being completely neglected or abused. We could thank God for that. If someone woke up with you in the middle of the night to feed and hold you, thank God. I know that happened in my life. I don't remember it, but I know it happened. If someone cared for you when you were sick, thank God. My mom and my dad, they were always there to take care of me when I was sick. I can still remember my dad. Here's something really cool. I remember when I was sick, especially I had a lot of sore throats when I was a kid. My dad would let me drink soda when I was sick. And one day, normally it was Coke because somehow there was a therapeutic effect for Coke. It would soothe your stomach. I don't know if that's based on reality, but nonetheless, one day we were all out of Coke, but my dad he poured me a glass of orange soda. How neat is that? So, I mean, but this is the little things that my parents did for me. If someone read to you and played with you, thank God. If someone taught you how to crawl, walk, and ride a bike, thank God. Now, this next category really hits home to me. If you were ever almost severely hurt or killed, thank God. I don't know if you remember, I was recently in a car accident that totaled my car, but I walked away without a scratch. I have thanked God for that, but it's a good reminder to thank Him again. If you ever survived a car accident, thank God. Thank you, Lord, for letting me survive. If you were ever seriously sick and lived, thank God. If someone ever protected you from harm, thank God. If you've ever survived an earthquake, hurricane, or other severe weather event, thank God. I've been in each of those situations, and they were very frightening to me going through them. I made it through. Thank you, Lord. If you've ever been kept from an addiction, thank God. If you've ever overcome an addiction, thank God. Thank God for all the times He has protected you when you were unaware. For diseases, disorders, or cancers you've never had, thank God. You know, a lot of times, and I think I've shared this with you before, if you've read any of my books, you're aware of this, I'm a hypochondriac by nature. I've always been somebody who was worried about his health. I've never had any major diseases. But I don't usually spend the time thanking God for having spared me from any major diseases. If that's your case, thank the Lord. For diseases, disorders, or cancers you've had and overcome, thank God. If you've never needed an ambulance, thank God. If you've never had a broken bone, thank God. If you've never had a mental or emotional disorder, thank God. If you enjoy each of the five senses, thank God. I can't tell you how many times I take my hearing and my vision for granted. You know, because the fact I can taste, the fact I can hear, the fact I can see, the fact I can touch. A lot of people don't have feeling in their fingers. I have a relative who has no feeling in her hands or her feet. It's starting to get better now. But for a long time, several months, she's been plagued and the doctors are baffled, but she has no feeling. You know, we take that for granted. If you can walk, run, jump, and climb, thank God. For every automatic bodily process keeping you alive at this very moment, thank God. Think about it. Your heart is beating. You're breathing. Because otherwise, you wouldn't be alive right now. But often, we don't think about these things until something is wrong. Thank God for these automatic body processes. I like this one. Estimate the number of days you've enjoyed a clean bill of health. And thank God. So take your total number of years and the number of days for each of those years that you've 365 for how many every years you've been alive, and thank God, not necessarily even for a clean bill of health, but just for being alive. I did that once. That's a pretty high number in my case, but try that. The number of days you've been alive. Thank God for the number of years you've been alive, I'm sorry, multiplied by the number of days in a year. You're going to be astounded. And thank God for each of those days. Oh, let's talk about food now. I like talking about food. If you enjoy three meals a day, thank God. You know, there are a lot of people who don't even get one meal a day. But we take it for granted. We go to a restaurant. We eat out. And we say, I didn't like this. That really hurts the Lord. And again, I'm not telling you I'm not guilty of this. I am guilty of this. I want to get better, though. And it's suggestions like this that can really help us. If you can't remember the last time you went to bed hungry, thank God. If food really makes you sick, if food rarely makes you sick, thank God. I have some digestive problems. I've always had them. But it's not bad. Some people suffer severely from different kinds of food. Thank God if you don't. If you don't have any food allergies, thank God. If you have access to a variety of foods, thank God. If you've ever received food as a gift, thank God. Boy, I know what that's all about. Recently, I've been blessed. So many people have been helping me out. They know that I work in full-time ministry. They know that it's hard sometimes. It's difficult. You have to cut back. My family and I, we willingly do it. But I've been treated to several meals by friends of mine, and I'm so grateful. If you've come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, thank God. Let's not take our knowledge of Jesus Christ and the fact that he is our Savior for granted. A lot of people don't know Jesus. They don't know him personally. They don't know he's real. They don't walk with him each day. If you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, thank God for it. If you've grown in faith, grace, holiness, joy, love, hope, wisdom, or obedience, thank God. Now, sometimes we take the credit for growing in faith. Let's give the credit to the Lord, because the Holy Spirit working in us is the reason that we progress in faith. If you've ever enjoyed times of fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ, thank God. If you've ever been threatened because of your faith, thank God. Maybe not physically threatened, but challenged verbally. Thank God for that. If you regularly pray or fast secretly, thank God. If you've ever grown through the ministry of God's Word, thank God. If you've ever been protected or corrected from error, thank God. That's why we're so blessed as Catholics to not only have the Bible, but the teaching of the church, the magisterium of the church. When we have a document like the Catechism of the Catholic Church, I'll tell you, that document has saved my life. My copy of the Catechism is highlighted, it's worn out, but I have learned so much. And I'm grateful because the Lord's telling me how to stay out of trouble and also how to be peaceful and happy. If other people regularly pray for you, thank God. You don't even have to know who they are. You might know some of them, but pray, be thankful for the people who are praying for you. A lot of them you might not even know. I pray for you every day. I try to make that known, but I pray for all of my listeners, everybody who reads my books, any of my past or future audiences, anybody who contributes to my ministry. I pray for you every day. If you've never woken up in a war zone, thank God. How about that one? If you've never hid for your life, thank God. I heard the story of a jeweler, somebody who works in a jewelry store, who grew up in Lebanon and whose life was in danger, and he had to flee to this country because he was persecuted for being a Christian. Just heard that story over the weekend. We take our religious freedom for granted sometimes. If people you don't know, and some you do, fight to protect your freedom, thank God. If you've never lost a loved one to war, thank God. See, these are good, aren't they? There's some things that you wouldn't ordinarily think about. Here's a couple more. If you have running water in your home, thank God. Now, I'll be honest, I do this every day. I don't know why, but some time ago I started to realize the gift of running water in my house, hot and cold. And I think it really became noticeable to me when our hot water heater died and we were without hot water. I tried to take a cold shower. Boy, that was nasty. So I'm very grateful for hot and cold running water. If that water is clean, in other words, hasn't made you sick or killed you, thank God. There are people, many, many people around the world who do not have clean water. Those of us in the United States have difficulty even comprehending that. But that's a gift. God has given us that gift. If you could take a hot shower whenever you want, there you go. Thank God. And you know, I do. I really thank Him for the hot water every day I get in that shower. If you have indoor plumbing, thank God. Thank God for electricity. How about that? Again, we take it for granted. If you breathe fresh air, thank God. If you can heat your home in the winter and cool it in the summer, thank God. Wow. If people regularly come to your house and take away your trash, thank God. Again, when was the last time you thanked God for the person who takes away your trash? But if that person didn't do it, can you imagine the stench and the mess that would be in front of your house? If people bring your mail 6 days a week, thank God. Again, things that we take for granted. Remember as many elementary teachers as you can and thank God. Remember as many middle or high school teachers and coaches as you can and thank God. Remember as many college professors and mentors as you can and thank God. For every time you made it to graduation, thank God. Estimate how many books you've read and learned from and thank God. Just have a couple more here before we run out of time. It's a good list, isn't it? If you've ever enjoyed laughing with a friend, thank God. If you've ever gotten married, thank God. If God has blessed you with children, thank God. Thank God for strangers who have blessed you. If you've ever had a job, thank God. If you've ever had a great boss, thank God. If you have a retirement fund, thank God. If your work has been helpful to other people, thank God. If you've ever been promoted or received a bonus, thank God. Estimate your lifetime gross income and thank God. If you have a favorite movie, book, show, artist, song, painting, etc., thank God. If you don't have to work on weekends, thank God. Thank God for paid holidays. If you enjoy your pets, thank God. If you have time for hobbies and games, thank God. If you've ever waited a long time for something, thank God. Thank God that He promises to work all things for your good. Romans 8:28 promises that. Thank God that His grace is sufficient for you. Thank God for the blessed hope and all our Lord is preparing for you if you belong to Christ. So there you go. Numerous reasons to be thankful. And that list can help to get us started. It gives you some ideas. And you can ask the Holy Spirit to inspire you, to help you think of more ideas. And again, check out my blog over at followingthetruth.com. You can get access to that full list, and that'll help jog your memory. I want to thank you for listening to the program today. Please consider donating to my ministry so I can keep going and keep spreading the good news. You can do that securely by going to followingthetruth.com. I want to thank you for listening to the program. And as I say each week to you, until we meet again, this is Gary Zimek reminding you that wherever you go, whatever you do, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. We'll talk to you next time.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I'd like to invite you to join me for a pilgrimage tour to France this September. It's based on my book, St. Benedict and St. Therese, The Little Rule and the Little Way. I'll be teaching about the spiritualities and the lives of these two great saints, and we'll be visiting the great monastery of Fleury, where St. Benedict's relics are venerated, and of course going to Lisieux to visit the childhood home of St. Therese, the Carmel where she was a nun, and the great basilica dedicated to her honor. But there's more than that. At Paris, we'll be visiting the Basilica of Sacré-Cœur, Rue de Bac with the Miraculous Medal, going on to Vézelay, Nevers with St. Bernadette, Paray-le-Monial, where the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was given to St. Margaret Mary, and then Chartres Cathedral, Mont-Saint-Michel, the Normandy beaches, and more. I think there's not only going to be time for instruction and learning, but also prayer and worship, celebrating Mass in the various locations, and also time for fellowship and a good bit of French food and wine, too. Come and join us this September. If you'd like to know more, go to CatholicHeritageTours.com. That's CatholicHeritageTours.com or be in touch with me through my website, dwightlongenecker.com.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.